So praise the Lord for having me, and I thank you, and everybody thinking of us today, and praying for us. And it's a communion time, it's a special time, and also in when we were singing the last song, everything that I need in Jesus. So many times you can say, I have this, I have that, but when you don't have Jesus, you lose everything in life. You lose Jesus, you lose everything in life. You might think you have, you know, world, and you think it's more than Jesus, but Jesus is more than what you have. And you have Jesus is more than. And you have Jesus, and it's everything in life. When you lose Jesus, you lose everything in life. So it's better to have Jesus than have other thing. So it's wonderful to have Jesus in life. Praise the Lord. And over the years, I've seen God walk through in things. And I believe this time the world is looking for ways to survive, ways to live. But only way you can live above everything is Jesus. Jesus is everything to the life right now. The world is looking for money, world is looking for every other things, but those things will come and go. Those things will collapse. But when you have a Jesus, you have everything, and it's more than everything in life. It builds a life. Money builds a wall, city, and all the other things, but Jesus, his interest is to build the life of people. And that's what we should concentrate and believe for and to see. So today, I like to just remind us, when the flood, Noah's time, the flood, everything under the water, every living creature, every trees, every mountains under the water. The only people survive is Noah's Ark and family. And after that, world come to be existing. But now, when Jesus come, and the second thing will happen is a fire. So when the fire consumes things, it doesn't leave anything. No mercy. No good building, no good house, no good things. When the fire touch, consumes. Everything becomes dust. And the only people going to live above that is people who believe in Jesus Christ. When that time comes, world will finish. But Jesus' people will survive. Hallelujah. So that's only two things now. You believe. Choice is yours. You want to believe in God and stay alive? Or you want to do other things and die and go? It's a choice, it's yours. I can't make it for you. You choose what you want. So, just remember that. All right. Today, because of that, why we concentrate on the things, but I like to just bring some scriptures, or I don't want to go too many scriptures. And many people want to say scripture to confirm all the things, but I like to just say maybe one or two scripture to bring it to you so that you can understand the things. And then today is bearing burden for each other. So in our time, we see that today. So how do you see? world is so much worried about helping the need for physical, but only the physical side they can provide. But spiritual side, the world cannot provide. Only believing faith, believing Christians, they can provide the spiritual side. So we are living in two kinds of environment today. And what is going to happen? Are you burden bearer? Or you just are there because your family there? Or because you have a job and you're there? So what is? And you look at those things. And bearing burden. The God's global vision today is bearing the burden of the world. So that's why you have a mission activities, mission things that are happening in the church. It's a good thing. It's trying to take the load, the burden of the world now is going through. So that burden, if nobody care and have that burden in the life, you will not see anything. But you have that load, you will see things. So I'd like you to open your Bible with me in the Old Testament and Exodus chapter 18. So if we can read that scripture and you can read on and you can say more. But I don't want to spend too long on that scripture. Burden of the experience in Gethsemane. And we read about that in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 36 onwards. But I'm just going to leave that. And now come, we read this scripture in Exodus chapter 18. Starting from verse 21, and you can read on, or from whole chapter and you read on, but I'd like to just read that scripture, verse 21, 22. And he said, moreover, you shall select such as fear God, men of truth, hating conversation. How did you pronounce it? Is and a place such over them to be ruler, so of thousands rulers, of hundreds rulers, of 50s and rulers of 10s. And let the judge the people at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter, they themselves shall judge. So it will be easier for you, for they will bear their burdens with you. Okay, you read on some more, you will find some more. But in that, I would like to bring that the many people are thinking that burdens is for, you know, hundreds, thousands, fifties, thousands, or hundreds, you go. But in that, you said the smaller that solve their burdens in themselves. And he said, so it will be, on the last part, he said, so it will be easier for you, for they will bear their burden with you. So what it means, the burden, bears with you. So you look at this. Disciples were not participating in that time of Jesus' world. Jesus come to a time that he couldn't bear that burden anymore, that's something that he needs to. But that time the disciples was, they were there, but they are not really participating what is happening with Jesus. They are not burden bearers. Jesus needed some help. Jesus needed some things that need to be done. But you remember that Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, that I mentioned, chapter 26, verse 36, you read on, and read the whole chapter, and you find out. And he said, the time has come and three times. And he said, you are not watching with me. So the burden is upon only one person. But the disciples were there, but they are there, but they don't really care. And they were having a good time sleeping, but he was one man was up praying and say, burden is on me. I need some burden bearers here around me. And the time he was looking around, he said, nobody there. And they were sleeping. And that was the time that he really needed nobody. So today we take the scripture to us and say, world is needed. The burden is great. The burden is needed now. So how can we take the burden of someone? And the burden is to get the gospel across to someone. The world needs it. But that burden is who is going to do it. Who is going to take that burden off from somebody? Not only pastors will carry that burden, not that the people who have a credential will carry that burden. No, every believer needs it at the time, this time now, right now. You don't have to be a senior deacon, senior minister to minister the word to the world right now. No, anybody who believes in God, he can say to someone, and that's what he needed. Amen. Right now. So you can't just say, I'm a small place, small church, nobody knows. But what about your Father in heaven? He knows you. You are connected with him. And that man called Jesus, one man, solved the problem of the world. Not on his choice, but Father's choice. And that's why he solved all the problem in the world. So because of that, you here, I am here from another nation, and many of us here, international group here. Because of one man's obedience. So we look around for the burden. Today, burden is great. That means get the gospel across to someone. So who can do it? You can't say, oh, that's a pastor's job. No. Pastor is here to feed you, encourage you, and give you some guideline along with the Holy Spirit that is in you. And Jesus is giving a direction. And when that man, he says, it's the time to get that gospel across the world. He needed you. The world is in need you. So that's why you are here. So can somebody get that message across to someone? Who's going to be? It's you. It's me. So in the burden is my simple way of myself to understand burden. And you put the two buckets of water, and you put a stick across on the bucket, the handle, and you lift it up, and two buckets were on this side, and the stick was on the shoulder of someone, and the one in the front, and the two buckets on this side, and the one is carrying it together, but you think who got all the load? The one behind or one in the front? If two buckets of water, full of water, on this side at the back, and the person is carrying the stick on the other side, but the person who behind is carrying the stick, but it's all the load and burden is on who? The one at the back. Because they are not equally said. If they push the bucket in the middle, they're both sharing the load, the burden. So that's how it works. Sometimes pastor is carrying the load. The evangelist, the people who are preaching the gospel, carrying the load. But the people are there in the church, but they are holding on to it, but no burden, just light. But if the people want to help pastor, the leader in the church, okay, bring the bucket to the middle and carry the load together. So push the bucket a little bit more. So that means your giving, your going, is not only pastor is carrying the load. You are going together. So that's why the load is getting lighter. Amen. So all the burden is not on one person. So we all here today, and we cannot say, oh, I come and enjoy the goodness in Jesus, and I enjoy the worship, I enjoy the prayer, I enjoy the matches. But when you walk out from the door, you go into your car, and the same thing that you left there, you go and take it back on you. No change. So how do you want to something change? You carry the burden, carry the load together with the pastor. When you do that, load is getting lighter. And if you wanted to run, you run together. If you want to go, you go together. And that's no burden. So that means he needs you and you need him. So your prayer life, where are you? In your faith, where are you? What level? And in PNG, people, they worship everywhere. And they said, we go higher level. And we go on high worship, praise and worship. And all that they were saying. But you can worship, but you forget the people out there. You worship in the church, and you enjoy yourself, but you forget the people out there. But you go higher level, but you remember, you can't go past God. You can't go past Jesus. You go and stop there. So you go all the levels you want, you go. But when you finish all the level, what is next? No other place. And you come back to the start again. So, whatever you do, remember, you are doing for others, to lift others and help others. So, burden bearer, carrying things together, is not for one person, it's for everyone. And the disciples, remember, they were there at the Garden of Gethsemane, but they were sleeping and having a time. But now, you know that Jesus is there for the world. It's not for only the disciple. But it's so much burden on the world than disciple, few people here. But come on, come and stand with me. Carry that burden with me in a prayer time. But why are you sleeping, forgetting me? You are here, but you're doing your own thing, and I'm alone. I need your help. stand together in faith. But he couldn't get that from the disciples. So he was the one. So now, what do you want to do? You just come for church and then that's it, that's a life. And after that you finish and you come again next Sunday? No. You burden carrier, burden bearer is pray for things, believe for things, and read the Bible and believe in everything what the Bible says. And this is the life flowing thing. And if you stop those things, you stop growing. You stop going anywhere. But if you want a life to flow in you, you get back to prayer life, you get back to reading the Word of God, and that Word, it gives you life and give you direction. And you can do anything, everything when you do that. Hallelujah. So nothing you can't find anywhere else. So those things that you can't buy them in the shop, you go buy many things in the shop, but when the life-giving things, you can't buy it from that shop. You just get it freely given to you by God, and you have that man called Jesus Christ, hallelujah, in you. He is a creator. And when he is in you, everything that you need, everything that you want to see to happen in your family, your life, the creator is in you. And when the creator commands, everything follows. Amen. So man called Jesus is everything in life. And you have it. Amen. You can't go and look for another better thing. In the world, many things are there to please the people, the mind. But when you have Jesus, you have everything. Hallelujah. So many people, they say, I'm top of the world. That means that you reach that level that you think, oh, I have enough. But they have enough, but when they die, those things you think that it will give them a life, bring them alive again? No way. You can put how much millions of dollars to get that person back to life. Sorry, you wasted your time. You waste your energy for something that he can finish and go. Gone. But you have Jesus in your life. You have everything that you need in life. You don't need any other thing. So burden bearer, you need to share that gospel, carry that burden for others, and share that gospel to other people. And when you do that, and you are okay, remember, God created the world just by word. When created the world, it cost him nothing. No labor, no nothing. He just created by his word. When he gave Jesus to the world, cost him everything in life. But he so much cared for the world, loved the world. He gave everything that he had. And that Jesus came. Send Jesus to the world. So he came, and he gave a life to the world. Cost him nothing to create the world, whole world, but it cost him so much to send his son Jesus to the world. So because of that, you and I today, we can sit here nicely and worship him. And know him. We want people to know that life. Yes. We want the people to know that man called Jesus. So that burden, world's burden we are carrying, the vision for the world, that's our burden. And we don't want to let that time go, but the time, short time we have, we need to get that gospel across. Don't wait for big evangelist, pastor, apostle, teacher, pastor, or prophet to answer this. No. Everyone believe in Jesus Christ. We are better than bearers. Get that gospel across as soon as possible. Now is the time. We can't wait. Time is coming. And that short time we have, we need to get that gospel across. So who's going to do it? It's you. It's me. One way you can't go, but you can pray. You can give. You can, by doing that, you're carrying a burden. Shoulder to shoulder. So the burden is great. So we need to carry that burden. Say that loud. So now, this church is in the missions, sending the pastor and the wife and a couple of people from the church in Philippines. So carrying the burden is great. But now I see that the world, CRC, we have to put the presence of CRC in the world. Some years that we said, huh? Year 45. So, how is it going to happen? That we are in that business of carrying a burden. Because somebody care and carry the burden, they went to my country, and I become one of them to share that burden. And I come to Christ, and now I'm starting. Now I want somebody to carry that burden with me so we can get that gospel across the world. So that is the task, that is that something that we need to do right now. We can't wait and say, oh, somebody will do it. No, it's you. You're in the right time. You're born in the right time. You're at the right time at this time. And you are there. You can carry that burden. So you can say, oh, I don't have much. But no. Many times people are focused on the money and they said, oh, I have money, I'll do this, this, this. But not the money. Your heart, your attitude, and your prayer, your giving the time to church, and you come down in your need and a prayer. If you cannot give money, you can pray. You cannot give money, you can go to church. You can't give your money, you... So, money is not answer. It's money is a good thing. It's to help. But not only money can help people. You remember, the read the word and pray and give the time to preach, time to share, time to bring the people. You don't have to go to theological college to have a knowledge to preach the gospel. No, simple thing that Jesus did in your life, like save you from all that you were in the mess, from mess you are in, he brought you out, and the testimony that you can say, and say that testimony to someone. You don't have to preach the whole Bible to make someone to believe you. No, what God did for you, you share that testimony. That's you sharing that burden and you getting the gospel across. When you do that, God knows that that's what you're supposed to do. So people are just waiting for someone. So I'm not good at preaching. I'm not good at sharing, public speaking. But go back to the story and read some stories. For example, Moses wasn't a very public speaker, but why God spoke to him through burning bush and he said, you go and get my people out from Egypt. And he said, he come with excuses. I'm not good at public speaking. He said, I'm not saying those things. I said, can you go for me? And I'll go with you. And I'll be your mouthpiece. You're not a public speaker. God, he can speak for you. you're not good at speech, God can become a speech for you. Because you have a right heart, a right motive, and you are doing the right thing. God will turn up. Hallelujah. So that's what is looking. That's what burden bearer. You don't wait for someone to do it for you. You can be a part. And you don't have to be a great evangelist like Bill Graham, Reinhard Bonnke, to get the world saved, millions saved, and you get the number one prize in heaven. No way. He can do that, but you get just get 1% saved, you have a same equal amount of life, the thing that you will have it in heaven. Hallelujah. Your Father is not going to forget you. That's a little thing that you did. Little burden bearer. You did something for someone. And it's gonna turn up for you. It's gonna say, okay, evangelist got millions saved, but you just saved that person on the street. And you and him, you get equal price. You live in closer to God on the right hand side. Hallelujah. Not left hand side, you on the right hand side. So that's what he said. The burden bearer, you will get that. So you don't have to go and look for big thing. Hallelujah. Amen. So you do what you can. God is asking, burden bearer, you do what you can. I need a help. As a disciple were there, but their mind is not on that time. They were different, but only one person was carrying that burden of the world. And he needed that help. There's nobody there for him. So God was there, Father was there, but he needed someone closer around him to say, how are we together? So how are you doing? Pat on the back and give a pat and say, we're here. And you know, the sport people, what do they do? Somebody make a mistake, they go and say, oh, we're here. Don't worry about what you did, we're together. We'll do it again. And pet each other, and they run for play again. So that's what a team does. So in this team, that's what the burden bearers team here. Can we do it? Can we make things happen? In God, hallelujah. And you don't have to be a person to make things happen. Only a small person can do it. Oh, hallelujah. So that's God is so good. And, you know, I can talk more and more and make you confused sometime. And you don't know what I'm talking. But if I say a little bit, then you remember. So many people want to preach scripture after scripture. Is it there? Is it not a Bible study? Well, I can just preach a little bit. So you can have your own Bible study, your own time. But today I want to encourage you. Like, are you burden bearer? Or you just let someone will carry the load and you just walk in behind, following someone? No, you take part. You participate. So that's what God is looking for. So in this gospel, get the gospel across. It's not somebody's job. It's your job. It's my job. It's our job. If we can understand that word, it's our job. That means is we doing it together. And for one purpose, for one cause. And to make our Father in heaven happy and say, we are here. You died for us. We want to get that gospel across to other people so that they can be with us together in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what I want to say today. So, yeah. And let me pray. And I'm going to pray. And if anybody here, you really, really need to. Sometimes you feel like you're in church, but you just thinking, oh, that's elder's job, pastor's job. But for me to come to church is just attend a church. If that kind of thinking in your own and you battle or you struggle with that kind of mind or thinking, I like to pray with you. If you could just come quickly so I can pray with you, and as I pray, and you come. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you today for your word. And I believe your word will bring something to the people that hear today to hear your word. And Father, I pray that you will, Lord, minister to them in a special way so that they can be a burden bearer. Not one person, not somebody, but it's you. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, you will do that. And I commit this time to you. And Lord, I pray that you will bring them, Lord, to you. Lord, to this. And Father, people, your people will understand. And Lord, I thank you and I commit them to you, Lord, today. Father, I pray that many people, the young men, children, from the children to the older person, Lord, they will understand that, Lord, they need to do something. So, Father, I thank you for that, Lord, your word today. And Lord, I thank you and I commit them to you in Jesus' name. As I'm finishing, I like to just pray for that people. If you are struggling with this, just come quickly. So the pastor, is that okay? I can just pray for them if they come. And if one or two here, please, I'd like to pray for you.